Hi, I'm Scott Mullett, and I'm here at the beautiful Woodmark Hotel along the shores of Lake Washington in Kirkland. We're about to sit down with all seven of our city council people to find out just a little bit more about each of them. Please join us. All right, well, we're here with Penny Sweet, newly elected to the Kirkland City Council. Penny, thank you very much for coming in. It's good to see you. We're going to go through and we're going to do about nine hard-hitting, just real nail-biting type questions.
I'm ready.
And then we're going to finish up with a tenth one. You ready? Ready for your first test?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. So this one, and I promise we're not going to make you sing it, but what song always makes you happy when you hear it? Or maybe we will ask you to sing.
I don't know all the words.
The
there are two, actually. One just from growing up, and it was a song sung by Barbra Streisand, Superman. And the other one, Tequila Makes makes Her Clothes Fall Off. Both of those make me pretty happy.
What are the, if you could share, what are maybe some of the little stories or the images, or what do they remind you of? Younger days? And
Superman does. It reminds me of sort of falling in love early and that kind of stuff. The Tequila song makes me happy because it's part of, we go to Eastern Washington quite a little bit just to go to a little cabin that we have over there. And you hit the top of the pass and it's time for us to go 509 in, and that's, we listen to country music and that's fun.
So it's a country song?
Yeah. You don't know Tequila Makes Her Clothes Fall Off?
No, it's probably one
it's
I should get
song.
To know a little bit better then.
Yeah.
I'll put that on the iPod tonight.
There you go.
Check that one out. The next up, do you have a favorite sport?
I wish I could say I really did.
The
only yeah, I mean, I love to swim. But in terms of watching sports,
or doing,
many years ago, I played a lot of handball, and I think handball has remained one of my favorite sports just because I love the way that people have to use both sides of their body to make the whole thing happen. And to watch handball at a really high level is, I think, pretty ultimate athletics, as far as I'm concerned.
So during the Olympics,
are
you a handball
watcher
during the Olympics?
Yeah. I am. I was glad when they made that an Olympic event. Sort of surprised because it's got a fairly limited following in the United States, but it's an amazing sport.
You know, maybe for the Europeans, they have the handball leagues. And,
yeah, I don't know. I was in college when I started playing. I actually founded the original Washington Women's Handball Association.
Oh, really?
So, and never got really very good, but it was a great little...
Does that organization still exist?
You know, I don't know. I don't know. I know my girlfriend, who founded it with me, her son is currently the national champion.
Oh, wow.
So, it's a big sport.
Oh, that's a... So, in terms of national champion, is that on... potentially an Olympic type basis would
I don't know. I don't know. I think Sean plays for money when he gets it, and I think you can do that. I don't know. I should ask her.
You should, if that happens, you should get tickets.
Yeah, right. Haven't thought about
that. You can come along and do some handball. In terms of watching, are you a local sports fan in any of the local teams or anything in particular? Or?
Oh, I think we all love the Mariners. The team we love to love. And I think the Sounders phenomenon is pretty fun.
Yeah.
But, I think when I choose things to do anymore, one of the fun things I think that happened in Kirkland last year was that Criterium, the bicycle Criterium.
Oh, yeah.
Among the things that I choose to do, probably watching athletics is not on the top of my list.
No. Yeah. You're not a season ticket holder.
No. My husband was for a time. He was a season ticket holder for the Mariners, and we saw the big game with Griffey on the ground.
Oh, 95.
That's right. That was big time. But I can watch it on television. I'm just happy as a clam.
Yeah, me too. It's a lot easier.
Yeah.
So what outdoor activity, aside from handball, do you like to do?
I like to spend a lot of time in my garden. We both do, my husband and I. And I like to walk. Haven't bicycled as much as I ought to. Mm-hmm. Like to get back into that a little bit more.
You get the criterium next year.
Yeah, that right. Yeah, right. You know, the criterium's like some of those sports where people just watch it to see people crash.
Yeah. It's the NASCAR. The NASCAR of bicycle racing.
I don't think so.
So in terms of your garden, what do you have an area of specialty as a gardener?
I plant Larry weeds.
Now that's a deal I would take, too.
Yeah, right. We have a really extensive garden at home. I think, you know, my husband, Larry Springer, is a state mm-hmm. representative, so he gets back from Olympia after a few months down there, and it's spring, and it's time to plant, and he just goes crazy. Mm-hmm. And we have a big yard. So we've had it certified as a wildlife mm-hmm. Habitat. We've also gone to some great lengths. We tore down the outhouse at our cabin this last summer. And I was on the phone with my father-in-law, and Larry was outside knocking the thing apart. And my father-in-law says, "Well, do you see those big blue boards in there?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Well, you know, those are actually 4x4s that I got when they tore down the Kirkland Armory."
Mm.
So immediately we took the 4x4s, we brought them home, and we made a mm-hmm. fence out of them. Mm. So then one of my neighbors put a sign up, and the sign mentions what the fence came
it's
from.
Like the plaque that goes on the historical landmarks, right?
Pretty much. Yeah.
So you've not, in terms of the green thumb, you're not growing the prize roses to take them to the Puyallup Fair?
No, we have lots and lots of flowers, I would say, that are our yard. I also have a rhododendron mm-hmm. named Claudia. Claudia is the biggest rhododendron on the east side.
Okay.
She is about 25 feet tall.
All right.
And she's about, oh gosh, maybe 60 feet around. She's huge. She was brought over by the previous owners of our house, I think some 40 plus years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an amazing phenomenon when she blooms. People don't believe she's a rhododendron
mm-hmm.
until she blooms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what do you feed that rhododendron to?
Not a whole lot. Yeah, I think she's sunk deep enough into the core that she's...
It's not moving.
Whatever she wants.
No. Now, did you name the Claudia? Or was the previous owner said, no, and put a plaque up that said, this is Claudia.
No, it's just, she is so phenomenal that she needed a name.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I was going to give you a hard time about naming a plant until I realized that this really isn't a plant. This is another house.
She's amazing. And she is a home to many critters.
I bet.
Helped our wildlife certification.
Yeah, that in and of itself could be a wildlife certification for rhododendron that large. That's amazing. So how, in terms of that, does that count as a tree, though? Because it's a plant. I mean, it's a state plant.
Exactly. It's just a very, 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 very large rhododendron. I get into arguments with some of my neighbors about who's got the biggest rhododendron. Actually, my neighbor, Marilee Dix, she has one she named Ralph. And Ralph is nothing. Ralph is nothing.
Puny. Puny Ralph.
Claudia would never even date Ralph. Just kind of a fun thing.
That is. I'm going to have to actually drive by and look at this now.
In the spring. It's.
Yeah, I'm not going to look at it now.
She's a May bloomer, and she is just amazing.
Really? Every May?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know,
pretty much the first week in May.
Yeah. Figure that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you have any special things you have to do? I mean, you know, my wife goes in and she deadheads our rhododendrons.
Bring your wife to my house.
This could take, you could spend all year deadheading Claudia.
Yeah, you don't deadhead Claudia.
Who would you most like to be stuck in an elevator with?
I hated this one when I saw it on the list.
Well, good. I'm glad I could ask you.
Number one, I don't like being stuck in elevators.
I don't think that's high on everyone's list. Yes.
No.
So,
and you know, we don't have a lot of elevators in Kirkland.
No, especially ones. I mean, if you get stuck, you don't have a lot of floors because there's not a lot of high-rise
right.
buildings.
I suspect that if I got stuck in an elevator, I'd want it to be somebody who was funny mm-hmm. and bright. And so the person that comes to my mind is John Daly from The Daily Show.
Okay.
That would be fun.
Yeah, and it you know depends on you know how all the questions that he may be asking. You may sit there and you may just be doing an interview the whole time.
Well, and it could be the circumstances of the elevator being stuck. Never can tell, but he would probably make it more fun.
Yeah, I think that would be an interesting elevator experience with John Daly. This is one of my favorite questions, a little more abstract. What painting would you like most to walk into?
I'm sure that Manet and Monet come up a lot for folks. I thought about this one, and in fact, it's an odd question, and it does sort of take you outside of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But the picture that I would pick would be the one where the dogs are playing poker.
Okay.
I'm a dog lover,
mm-hmm.
And I just sort of the whimsy of that picture
mm-hmm.
makes it appealing to me.
Mm-hmm. What do you have a dog?
I have two.
You have two. What type of dogs?
I have two golden retrievers, Bricks and Bone.
And oh yeah, they're in the store
all the time.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And would you see them as poker players?
No, they're not smart enough to be poker players. I see Bricks and Bone they're like this little love affair I have. They're my kids since my son grew up. They're part of what makes me sane.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They're good feeling golden retrievers. Mm-hmm.
So if they weren't poker players, then is there a particular card game that you think Bricks and Bones would be good at?
No, actually, I don't even think of maybe a board game for Bricks and Bone. I mean, basically,
shoots and ladders. At least
play for these guys is Bone will take the stuffed whale and he'll pound Bricks on the head with it. So it's kind of caveman level.
So they maybe they prefer WrestleMania.
Or something like that. I'm not sure I'm familiar with WrestleMania.
The ultimate fighting championships. Yeah. And, you know, this.
Pound the other dog on the head with the toy.
Yeah, pound. Yeah, that's it. WrestleMania, they just use chairs instead. But, you know, they can use.
There you go. There you
dogs
go.
Use chew toys.
Well, and what they also do is they fight over the ball. So at any given time, you can, if you give them a racquetball, one will have his mouth wrapped around it this way, and the other one will have the mouth wrapped around it this way, and they walk around. Very strange. But they're good dogs.
Conjoined twins, almost.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And you can no wonder you don't have to watch sports on TV. You just get your ball, and you say, here you go,
pretty
dogs,
much.
And you can watch that. That's more entertaining than most of...
Yeah, they're pretty funny.
...what you find on television. Well, next up in this category, if you could have personally witnessed any event in history... One or two. What would you have liked to have seen?
I think the one that stands out for me is probably the Berlin Wall coming down. Happened during our time. You know, I would have been a blubbering mess, but I think just recently I was at what building was it? Is it Microsoft? Microsoft has a section of the Berlin Wall.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, just that brings tears to your eyes. I mean, it was such a phenomenal achievement.
Mm-hmm.
So that would probably be the one, and it's contemporary enough that I could get into it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you speak German?
Not at all. No. But I have a cousin, or not a cousin, my brother-in-law. My brother-in-law was born in Latvia, and actually... got out just before everything fell apart.
Mm-hmm.
His father went to Siberia, was sent to Siberia, and Harry ended up in Germany. He was in the internment camps in Germany for a while before he was transferred, or before they brought him over to the United States. Not the internment camps, but the refugee camps. And it was just unbelievable at age 50-something, he went to Germany for the first time since then and discovered he was fluent in German. Kind of had blocked all of that.
Uh-huh.
And since then has reconnected with his Latvian family, and pretty neat story.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And now it's your turn to go over and
connect. My sister and brother-in-law go over there all the time.
Yeah.
I'm a Heinz 57. My family is, you know, we're just mongrels, American mongrels. We've been here for a long time. I'm a daughter of the American Republic on both sides of my family.
Wow.
So we've been here for a long time. Our family food, hot dogs, kind of stuff.
Yeah, apple pie.
Pretty much.
if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Well, that's easy. I would fly.
Ah.
I dream flying all the time, and I always have. So I think that would be the greatest superpower.
Yeah. That would get you to Germany a lot quicker, too.
Well, it would get me some places. You know, the second one would be, you know, that beam me up Scotty stuff. Yeah, that would save us so much time and money.
Well, I'm getting a theme here that a long commute is not something that you would necessarily enjoy.
You know, I stopped doing all my commuting a couple years ago, and it has made a huge difference in my life and in my head. I mean, I'm fine on the freeway. I have no concerns about that, but it's just the waste of time that we spend on the roads. It makes me crazy.
Even books on tape.
Even books on tape. No, I just, actually, I was talking to some customers about this just yesterday. We were trying to figure out, you know, sort of that vision for, you know, what is it going to be like in 25, 35 years? And it's like, you know, maybe people can stop commuting. You know, maybe your job at wherever will have a satellite at some common office in the middle of the library or somewhere where people can use computers, and or people can work at home.
Mm-hmm.
Problem I have with people working at home is I think we become so insulated. We have a tendency to forget to look outside when we're in the house all the time. I know the last year that I worked at Group Health, I spent a lot of time working at home. And sometimes it just, that aloneness, it desocializes you. And I'm not a desocialized kind of person.
Even having Facebook still, even if you're home alone and you just have your Facebook account, it still
is not. Yeah, that gets kind of creepy. I think people need to see people. I think it's really important. Socialization seems like it might go away a little bit if you don't keep working at it, keep trying to be social, be with people.
I think
that's part of the design.
And you can't share a glass of wine with someone over Facebook either. It doesn't.
No, that's not healthy.
In terms of a historical event, you mentioned the Berlin Wall. This is, what historic person would you like to have met?
Oh, that's an easy one. Abraham Lincoln. My father was named after him, or for him. So was my son. I think probably he was one of the iconic historical figures growing up. And then for us to have gone through all this horrible civil rights issues that we've gone through, he's just sort of been there, did that.
Any particular question you might think you would want to ask him?
If I really had to ask a question of Abraham Lincoln, I guess it would be, why didn't it happen sooner? Or, you know, how do you get to that place where you, and I know I've read some of the history books. I think I read the book about his wife most recently. You know, that time was such a terribly tough time, and the injustices were so amazing. But to sort of have that spark to, you know, not unlike what has happened in the gay movement more recently, but simply to be the one to make the difference. I think that was pretty phenomenal.
We all have had missed opportunities in life. Well, at least I have. Is there one that stands out for you? Something, oh, I wish I would have done this, I could have done this, I should have done that.
Yeah, boy, do you have some great questions there. You know, I think that what the answer, that the typical answer for this one should be, I should have learned to play a musical instrument if I didn't. I should have learned a foreign language, which I didn't. I should have decided to be an astronaut. You know, I don't really know.
You didn't do that?
I didn't do that. You know, I've been very lucky in my life, mm-hmm. And I'm the kind of person who's generally pretty satisfied mm-hmm. with where I go and what I do. Mm-hmm. So, sure, we all wish that we were the gazillionaire, you know, traveling all over the world for moments of our lives. But really and truly, I am so content, mm-hmm. And I have been so fortunate in being content that I don't think I've missed a lot of opportunities. Mm-hmm. I could have probably been a better, smarter, more useful person, but I'm okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you still have plenty of time.
Plenty of time. Yeah, that's right. Right.
Mm-hmm. That's how I look at it. It's not always, well, okay, just to be able to look back on that and say, yeah, I could have, but I still can.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
You still can. You can still learn to play the piano.
Yes, I know.
We'll set up lessons.
That's right.
What do you think the secret to a good life is?
I think the secret to a good life is that it has a whole lot to do with contentment. It has to do with kind of being squared away in your head mm-hmm. with what you want, what you expect. I try to live my life the way I'd like my son to live his life. I believe in lots of contact with people. I'm lucky. I have good family. I have good friends. I live in a community I love. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not wanting for money or I'm wanting for lots of money, but I'm not wanting, you know. To me, that's a good life. Mm-hmm. I'm intellectually fulfilled. I'm, you know, aesthetically fulfilled. There are innumerable things to do and see and get involved in. Mm-hmm. For me, that makes a really good life.
Mm-hmm. Ready for the last question?
Oh, yeah.
All right. This one. If you were to look ahead 10 years from now, what would your hope for Kirkland be?
10 years is really tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not far enough for us to be looking out. But what I would hope to see in 10 years would start with, I'd like to see our system of neighborhoods enhanced and you know, smoothly moved into the annexation area. I don't know if that means another 3 neighborhoods or another 5 or 6 neighborhoods. I would like to see our neighborhoods focused more on building safety nets. And I've gotten involved in the last few years in things like Map Your Neighborhood and mm-hmm. and the emergency response programs. I think those are going to be very important in the future. And I think what it does is by getting people involved in those kinds of things, you really get people focused on each other. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to see that for our neighborhoods. I'd like to see the Burlington Northern Trail done. I'd like to see people commuting on it from one end of the city all the way to the other end and beyond the city if we can. Bicycling, walking, running. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be a tremendous addition. And I think it'll keep people off the roads so much, which is going to be something we're going to have to contend with in the next 10, 20 years mm-hmm. as well. I'd like to see a downtown with Park Place completed and tons of gathering and more people walking about downtown. I'd like to see us focused on a plan that might incorporate opening up the downtown to the lake. There was a plan in the works for a long time that, you know, there just hasn't been the money to do it. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping to see economic recovery to the degree that we will have more viable businesses downtown. Mm-hmm. And with the planning that's going on right now, I think we will have a greater combination of both shoppers, office workers, more people in our downtown. I think, did I mention annexation? Mm-hmm. I would hope that in the next 10 years we continue to focus on our environment, and as we begin to develop more infrastructure for the city, I would like to see, make sure that we do the kinds of thinking that will assure that the lake stays clean enough to swim in, and that that we become better environmental stewards of both the lake and all of our parks. I hope to God that by 10 years from now we finally have a dog park and some places for folks. I think we've got one of the highest percentages of dog to people ratio in like the state. But those are some of the things that I'd like to see in the next 10 years.
So what advice would you give to Kirkland citizens or business owners or what have you that to make some of those things happen?
I think the biggest piece of advice that I would have is we are all in this together. And, you know, for those of us who own businesses in Kirkland and have lived here in Kirkland, it's important that we all get involved. It was very important when I decided to really get involved in my own neighborhood. I believe it will be very important for neighborhoods to get involved in their business districts as well. Because I think it benefits us all. What benefits our neighborhoods benefits our downtown and our shopping areas all through town. And it builds community. That's sort of been the focus of my life. You know, for the 10 years that I've been working on the 4th of July, I founded the 4th of July, or the Celebrate Kirkland, the organization that puts on the 4th of July, for the sole purpose of building community in Kirkland. And I think that's what it's done. It brings people together. And as far as I'm concerned, that's the most important thing we can do to keep Kirkland the Kirkland that we love, is to make sure that we're still sitting next to each other on the road watching the parade and partnering around making the city stay the way it is.
Yeah, the only thing we need to do is make sure that the Houghton floats get more first place votes. I work on the Houghton float every year and we never get a first place vote.
So, well, you passed this year.
We did pass.
You
this,
did pass
because we never
year.
Get a first place vote.
Actually, you did win it once.
Yeah, that was before I started working on it.
Oh, well, maybe that's the problem.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It probably is. Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Penny, for coming and spending some time with us.
Uh-huh.
We really enjoyed it.
Thank you. Right. Appreciate the opportunity.
Right. Thank you.